Glad we're doing this.
I know.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, exciting.
Dude, so how's Clemson been?
It's been great so far. Loving it. Everything about it.
Yeah, how's the team looking?
Team is looking great this year. Had a great season so far.
Yeah.
It's been amazing.
Yeah, so what's been the best part of your experience so far in Clemson? Obviously, like, you guys had an amazing game yesterday, and like throughout the entire season, you guys have been playing phenomenal soccer. So
I know. It's been like that all year. Beginning of the season was a little bit, we had a little slump, but I think a lot of new players, we found a way to, come together as a team, and I think it's really shown in the past couple of games especially. So I think it's just we got a couple more games to play, and I think we're doing well.
Yeah, absolutely. What's been like the biggest like eye-catching thing to you so far? I mean, obviously Clemson is a massive soccer school and like a massive school for sports in general. So like what's been like the key takeaway that you've been like that you've seen so far in your experience here?
I think just like the facilities are something like no other schools have.
Mm-hmm.
You get all the international guys that come from different countries, and they say like, they don't even see facilities like this where they come from. So I think just like from recovery to strength training, conditioning, things like that, the facilities are just top notch.
Yeah. So obviously you guys have like support on the athletic side with like different trainers and things like that. And I know we mentioned yesterday, you guys have like coaches for different roles and different specific things. So how has that like been, and how has that dynamic work with everything?
I think it just works really well. I think, like the coaches, they find a good way to, incorporate everybody. Our trainer, our strength and conditioning coach, they're always communicating, making sure everybody knows what's going on. Certain coaches have their part that they take care of when it comes to scouting other teams and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know from like my own experience playing Division I soccer, there's a lot of different nationalities, there are a lot of different personalities on the teams. And like, obviously, like you mentioned, there's guys from all over the world playing at this level. So talk to me a little bit about kind of how that dynamic like helps bring the team up, and like sort of what things that you learn and what things like that you teach them and everything.
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of guys, I think around a third of our team are internationals.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it provides a good dynamic. We have kids from Africa, some kids from France, kids from England.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like different cultures and different languages, different things like that, like all coming together into one team. And I think we found a way to, everybody comes together, everybody knows each other, everybody loves each other. So I think we just found a way to put it together.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys had a phenomenal game yesterday. I mean, it was absolutely exciting to watch at Riggs Field, and you put together a great performance that game, and that just shows like throughout the work throughout the year. So like talk about a little bit of like the regular season and how that kind of shaped you guys to go into, these tough playoff games and like your mentality basically going into them.
Yeah, like I mentioned earlier, a little bit of a rough start at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of new guys too, transfers, a couple freshmen coming in. So I think first couple games, regular season, throughout the season, we were learning, learning how each other plays like and coming together as a team. And so I think that is shown, especially going into the playoffs, because we all have that one common goal, win the ACC, which we did. Mm-hmm. And now going into the NCAA tournament, I think that common goal of just, all wanting to win it all. And I think it's just shown our progression throughout the entire year.
Absolutely. I mean, that's fantastic. And, like I touched on, like you touched on a little bit, the mental side of the game, you had a rough start in the beginning. And obviously that can take a toll on you. I think you mentioned to me that there were a few injuries in your back line and things like that. You guys had to adjust a little bit of your starting lineup and the way that you guys played. So talk to me a little bit like of the mentality of the team when those kinds of things happen.
Yeah, especially with injuries. We had a couple guys with long-term injuries, a couple guys with injuries throughout the middle of the year. And I think coming back to that, I think our bench also has been a big part of our team this year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of depth in multiple positions. So I think like a center back getting injured, we have guys on the bench who can come in and do the job that we need. So I think our bench has been a huge part of the season, coming in and keeping the level of our game high.
Absolutely. And, like you mentioned, guys coming in off the bench, not regular starters, but they had to come in and fill in. So you're close to these guys and you kind of see what happens during training and things like that. Talk a little bit about at this higher level, how you need to stay prepared on the bench for anything like that to happen. Because if, you know, you're not mentally ready or you haven't prepared just like you would be able to start a game, then if you go in, you know, the level of the team drops. So talk about like those guys that started on the bench and needed to immediately fill in that starter role and how they were able to do that and adjust so quickly to give the team success.
Yeah, definitely. Our coaches mention it every day, from reserves trainings to regular trainings. You know, they always mention, you know, treat practice like it's the game. Mm-hmm. So I think just like staying on top of each other and making sure the quality's high and every day, every single day, from the warm up to the passing to scrimmages, I think just keeping the level high, I think something really important during our trainings, because we mention it all the time. You know, you never know, the guy in front of you might go down, even if you think, you know, you might never play, you might never get any minutes. You always got to be ready for, you know, a guy to get injured or maybe even a red card. So you just got to be ready for anything that comes your way. Just always stay prepared.
Definitely. And talk a little bit about you. You know, guys were injured. You obviously had, you know, a major injury that prevented you from playing this year, which was a bummer. But, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, that experience and how it helped shape you mentally, physically, and how you've been able to deal with an injury like that.
Yeah,
you
know, definitely.
This year.
Definitely a tough injury to come back from. But I think it's just something, you know, injuries are part of the game. They're part of the journey. Mm-hmm. So you got to just can't let it hurt you. Can't let it hurt you mentally. You know, it's going to be bumps in the road along the way, but along the recovery. But you just got to make sure you always have that belief in yourself that, you know, you're going to come back better than you were before. And of course, having the team around me, some of the best, you know, staff, like medical staff, doctors in the country also helps. So I think just having the support of your teammates, you know, excited to come and see you play, excited to see you back on the field. So just that internal motivation as well as the external motivation and help was something that really helped me along my recovery.
Absolutely. So for the guys that don't know, you tore your ACL, right? Was it the left or the right one?
Right one.
The right one. Okay. So tore your right ACL. I mean, obviously not your strong foot, but you know, you want to be able to be technically good with both feet. But
definitely.
Talk a little bit about, obviously you're at Clemson and the athletic trainers are fantastic and everything, but you know, even before you came on campus to Clemson, what were some of the things that helped you mentally? Because for a lot of the viewers and a lot of the followers that I have, a big part of their struggles in their game is the mental side of the game. So what did you do to help yourself mentally, you know, get through something like that, like a major injury like that?
Yeah, definitely. It can definitely be tough on the brain, you know, always thinking maybe, you know, what if this hurts my career? What if I don't come back as strong as I was before? And I just think like talking to yourself and just telling yourself positive things, you know, like know that it's going to be bumpy along the road. It's going to be painful. It might stop you a little bit, but you always got to just tell yourself, I'll be back. So you got to make sure you know, just keep going with the recovery. Don't let a little bump in the road stop you, and just keep telling yourself you'll be back. Don't let the whatever people might say about the injuries, don't let the negative talk get to you.
Absolutely. So it's all just about self-belief, understanding and believing that you'll be back, your technical ability and your drive towards the game will just help you ultimately
definitely get
to that next level. So that's good. You know, so you're obviously at Clemson University. What's been like the atmosphere around the campus? Like, obviously, you know, we all talk about soccer, but having a little bit of balance in your life is good. So how has it been like out here in South Carolina? Because it's a different environment from Connecticut, even, you know, the weather, the food, the people. So talk a little bit about like your experience in Clemson. Like,
definitely. Yeah, it's been great so far. You know, aside from athletics, obviously athletics are a really big part on campus. So, but even just walking around, you know, classes, meeting people that, you know, don't play sports, it's another good thing. And, you know, go in the downtown part of Clemson and you go to restaurants, things like that. Just, you know, just meeting all new people. And especially the weather, you know, a little warmer down here than up in Connecticut. So that's a plus.
No, just a little bit, right? I mean, I think when I got on the plane in Connecticut, it was about 15 to 20 degrees.
No, thank you.
Yeah. And I immediately landed here, and I was 65. When I went on my run this morning, I was in full tracksuit.
Yeah.
And I immediately stepped outside, and I'm like, yep, I'm definitely in South Carolina today.
Different, yeah.
But, yeah, that's good, especially, you know, with everything that's been going on. But obviously you guys are in the Final Four now. You guys are in the College Cup. What are you looking forward to? So you guys are playing you guys are playing Oregon State?
West Virginia.
So what's been the outlook with the team on that? Or are you guys just still, you know, in recovery mode from yesterday's game?
Yeah, I think today, you know, especially day after the game, a little bit in recovery mode, you know, guys with high minutes getting recovery, getting their you know, making sure they're doing the right things for their body.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, tomorrow, got a whole week ahead of us, game on Friday, Friday night. So I think we just have a whole week ahead of us to, you know, scout, look at the, have some film on them, you know, look at their better players, see what the team, like how they like to play. So I think just another week of preparation.
Absolutely. So have you guys had a break like this long before a game? Like, have you guys had your game spaced out in the NCAA tournament?
Usually, yeah.
Yeah, yes. So break – okay, so since you have experience with that, break down, like, a typical week before a game, like, exactly what goes on, like, each day, like, preparing for a major game, like an NCAA tournament game.
Yeah, usually the past couple games we've had Sunday games.
Okay.
So usually we'll have the Sunday game, and then we might have another game the next weekend, another Saturday or Sunday game. So, you know, we'll have the whole week ahead of us. And sometimes it'll be Monday off. Sometimes it'll be a light training in the morning. So it goes with that. But usually either way, the guys who played a lot of minutes will hop and get in the gym and do some recovery, like foam rolling and things like that. And then Tuesday we'll get back at it, regular training. Coaches will they'll watch all their film, watch the games on the opponent that we're facing. They'll put together a scouting report. Send it out a couple days before the game. We'll look at the other team's restarts, you know, them in possession, them out of possession, their tendencies, how they play, and just make sure we know their, you know, their threats, you know, their better players to watch out for, and just make sure we're prepared by the end of the week.
Absolutely. That's a fantastic breakdown, and that's a process that you absolutely need to have in order to be prepared for those types of big games, because you need to think about each factor that can go in and everything that can play into the game. So, I mean, another part that you can talk about, right, is the environment, like where you guys are playing. Because, again, like we mentioned, historic Ricks Field, the electric part of historic Ricks Field, right? I'm sure teams, when they come to you guys, that's part of their scouting report is, hey, we're playing at historic Ricks Field. We've got to take that in consideration, you know?
Definitely.
So you mentioned talking about their key players, right? So you being a center midfielder, right? Talk a little bit about what are the key qualities that make a good center midfielder and how that can impact the game.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's, especially for center midfielders, you know, the in the middle of the field, you know, they control, they switch the game, do like – part of all facets of the game. So I think something important is, like you said, mentioned earlier, being two-footed, being able to, you know, play the right pass at the right speed with both feet. So I think that's definitely something that's really important, and especially knowing what's around you. So, like, you know, scanning, things like that, you know, making sure you know where the opponent is, you know where your teammates are, you know when to switch the game. And just obviously, you know, fitness is a big thing in America.
Yeah.
So just making sure, you know, you got the fitness to run the whole game, keep up with your opponents, and just, yeah.
Those are three key main things that, you know, I try to hit home with my followers and with the players that I coach. You need to be able to do those three things. And you mentioned the fitness, right? Like the fitness part of it. How, because for me personally, like I saw a huge increase in that in terms of when I went from club to the D1 level. So talk a little bit about how that transition's been and like whether you expected that or like how you had to adjust your game to, like, you know, play at the level that you're seeing here at the Division I level.
Yeah, definitely fitness is a huge thing here. you know, just like We have our strength and conditioning coach who works on, obviously, our strength and our running. You know, sometimes, some days after practice, you know, the group of guys will do some extra running with him and just making sure we're always in tip-top shape. And, you know, for me, getting back from an injury, you know, I haven't played in a couple months, getting back on the field feels good,
mm-hmm.
but that fitness
gets pretty
intense.
Yeah, so, yeah, there are, you know, my players always talk about, you know, what are some fitness sessions we can do? So it doesn't have to be, I know you just came back from a fitness session, so, yeah. But I mean, what's a typical, like, Division One like, fitness session, you know, comprised of, and then when is it happening? Is it happening at the beginning of practice? Is it happening in the middle? Is it happening at the end? And, like, what are some, like, fitness, like, activities that, you know, they're putting you guys through?
Right. So, like, today, for example, you know, we had our reserve session. So the guys who didn't play yesterday, the guys who played little minutes, you know, we'll have a small training session,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it consists of very intense small-sided games. So, you know, that's fitness in itself, obviously. And then usually after practice, we'll do a fitness session, get us even more tired. And it consists of a lot of different things that we do, sometimes some with the ball, some without the ball. But includes things like box-to-box runs, you know, one box, the other box in a certain amount of time, rest, back, you know, two times for six reps and things like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, you know, you're going in and you've got to be fit already to be able to even keep up. So what are some things that you're doing in the off season, like before the season, to help you prepare for something like that? I mean, obviously, you know, with your injury, you weren't able to do a lot, but I guess what are some resources or some things that, you know, the coaches or that you would do previously, like in the previous years, to help prepare you for the upcoming season?
Yeah, definitely. I think individual training is also a huge thing. I think that's probably one of the biggest things when it comes to off-season training. You know, you got to be motivated, disciplined to do the work that you need to do to get ready for the season. So I think whether that's with yourself or a group of friends that you know, you can go to, you know, the field close by, do your own fitness sessions, ball work, things like that. Just make sure you're ready for the season.
Hey, ballers, if you could just think about how you found out about this podcast, it might have been an Instagram post, a story, or something like that. The only way this thing grows is through word of mouth. I don't run ads. I don't have any sponsors. So if you could just do me a favor and pay it forward however you found out about this thing, it would mean the world to me, and you'd be helping out another baller on the same journey as you. So let's go a little bit into the recruiting process. Obviously, you know, the Division One program is as big as Clemson. You know, there's a lot of steps that you need to take, and even at any school, really, in the country, you need to take a certain amount of steps. So what was your experience like during the recruiting process, and what were the steps that you took to be able to get, you know, to this level?
Yeah, definitely. I think it starts with, you know, thinking of the schools that you want to go to, and, you know, what level you want to play at. So I think just gathering a certain number of schools and reaching out to them via email, things like that, you know, getting their attention, you know, showing your interest in the school. And then whether it's like clinics with the college or showcases with your own club. So, like, for example, for me, last year around this time, I had a showcase with my club team up here in South Carolina, about an hour from here. And head coach happened to be there for Clemson, and he reached out to me after our three games on the weekend. And so we were in contact for a little while, a couple weeks, had a couple phone calls, and just wanted to get me down for a visit. And that happened in the end of January, last week of January.
Mm.
And then after that, I had to wait a couple weeks, you know, see their interest in you. And, you know, they come up with an offer, things like that. So a couple weeks of a little bit stressful, but it worked out in the end. And about mid-March was when it happened.
Committed. Cool. So I just want to hit this point hard, really home. Did you know that Clemson's coach was going to be at your games?
I did not.
So I want to just, like, for the audience that's listening and watching this thing, I want to hit that hard. So, like, I want to hit that home so hard. You never know who's going to be watching.
Definitely.
You never know who's going to be watching. You need to play like you've got all the eyeballs on you at all times.
Always, always give it your 100%. I've had many people tell me that in my life. You know, you never know who's watching.
Yeah. So, and did you have Clemson as one of your schools that you wanted to go to originally? Like before that, you know, moment happened?
Originally, I had emailed them, but it got to a kind of point where, you know, there wasn't really any contact. So, and then the tournament was kind of a big thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So just for everyone listening, definitely, you guys never know who's watching, and any opportunity can happen from that moment. I know you had a fantastic tournament, though. You had 6 goals in 3 games, right?
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, so guys,
never know who's watching.
You never know what opportunities can come just by giving it your all, just by not thinking twice.
Could be the most random time.
Yeah. So what was your preparation leading up to that tournament? I mean, you had a fantastic tournament, like individually, obviously. I mean, your team, it was just a showcase. So it was just a set of 3 games that you guys were using to get better. But what was your preparation leading up to like a big tournament like that, where you knew not specifically who was going to be there, but you knew people were going to be there. So what was your preparation leading up to that?
Yeah, so I was coming off our high school season.
Yep.
Like a really good high school season. So I think coming off that really good season, kind of, you know, I was feeling good. You know, I was playing probably some of the best I've played in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that tournament was the beginning of the club season. And so I think just carrying over from high school to club, you know, I just kept playing well and it worked out perfectly.
Yeah, so I mean, we can even talk about your high school season. All-American, you pretty much won everything there was to win individually. Your team won the state tournament, like, which was huge coming off of that finals loss the previous year. So you basically just rode that momentum into your club season.
Exactly.
And just use that to fuel yourself. And so little wins stack up, and they ultimately cause a great success, and just you continue to get better and better as you progress.
Exactly.
Absolutely, man. So, you know, we had the same club coach,
right?
Coach Tom. So we love him. He's
great guy.
Fantastic. So talk a little bit about your environment in that sense, like with your coach, and what kind of communication are you having with your coach to be able to help you play better? Because obviously, you know, you guys are preparing a certain way and he's got a certain playing style, which benefits you, and that helps you play better. So talk a little bit about Coach Tom. Talk a little bit about, you know, the style of play and how that helped you develop into the player that you are.
All right. Yeah. He was a fantastic coach. Obviously he had you and my brother a couple of years before. And so I think he saw kind of the similarities between me and my brother and even you. So I think just he kind of knew, like, especially when he had your team, to, you know, get the ball into the midfield, you know, get it at your guys' feet. And I think that was something he tried to do with me and my team. So, you know, play through the midfield, you know, whether it was me dropping deep into the number 6, you know, he always wanted me on the ball, to create chances for the team. And so I think that was just something that, like his belief in me too. You know, he was confident with me on the ball and creating chances for the team. So I think he was amazing.
Yeah. So how was your like communication relationship like in practices, before games, after games, and things like that? Like, what are some of the conversations that are going on, especially with his playing style? Because I know his playing style is super through the middle, direct into that midfielder, you know, position. So what are some of the things that are going on communication wise between yourself and the coach?
Yeah, definitely. But like before games, during games, practices, he would always like be yelling at me or telling me to, you know, get into the space, you know, since he always wanted me on the ball and like find the space. He would like even give me tips like how to, like where to move when the center back has the ball, you know, open up space for myself and get on the ball. Yeah. So
I don't know where you played. Did you play it anywhere before FSA?
Cheshire Soccer Club.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about, you know, you're from Cheshire, so you start at Cheshire Soccer Club, and then you want to progress on and, you know, continue to get higher levels and go to different clubs and have different experiences. So just talk about how important that is to continue to, like, look for improvement, look for a different team that, or look for another team that plays your playing style, and how important that is.
Yeah, definitely. I think Really just playing your best. And I think if you really want to improve, you try to go to a club that like better, so you can better yourself, and with better players around you, that also can make you a better player. So I think just exposing yourself to higher level clubs, higher level teams with higher level coaches and players, I think was just another, it's part of the steps to improving as a player.
Yeah, so a lot of what I talk with my players about and with my followers about is when you get onto these higher level teams, it's not just the players around you are better technically, better physically, but they've got that mentality that, they want to also improve the situation of the team and improve the players around them, right?
Right.
So talk a little bit about when you say better players, how playing with better players helps improve yourself individually.
Yeah, definitely. You mentioned the better physically or like stronger, faster, things like that. The physical attributes of the game. Obviously, when you play with better players like that, it forces yourself to, better yourself too if you want to keep up. But also, like you mentioned, the mental side of the game is also very important. I think just those guys, those big, strong guys, bring it every single day, every practice, treat it like it's a game. So I think that's another part of why players like that can be very successful. Their mentality is just a huge part of the game.
And, if you know any specific, like, techniques or any specific, like, tips that you can give, like, the people watching, like, what are some things that those players are doing, to kind of help them get through the game mentally? Because, throughout a season of maybe 15 to 20 games, you might have, a couple off days, or you're playing against some teams who stylistically, match up better than you, or, there's a player in the midfield who has, like, maybe some attributes that kind of counteract your qualities. So talk a little bit about how maybe even during games that you're able to, keep yourself engaged mentally and not let that affect your game.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like you mentioned, during the season, you're going to have a couple bad days. It's not always going to be perfect. It's not always going to go how you want it to go. But I think another big thing is having a routine that you do every single day. I think it's a big part of what, can better you as a player, but like on the field and off the field. I think can be one. So I think having a, routine, even from when you get up in the morning, eating, sleeping, things like that are very important. And I think things like that are just can be very successful and help you be very successful in the game.
Absolutely. And I know, a lot of the guys on your team, they ended up, getting recruited to other division one schools like UConn. What are some other of the other like places that your teammates were able to?
UConn, UMass, Amherst.
Yep.
URI.
Yeah, good. So I mean, obviously like they were like looking to go to these bigger schools and they had a plan for themselves, and that ultimately helps your success because you're playing, with the best and you always want to challenge yourself.
Right.
And things like that. So we'll go back to a little bit of what you talked about, like individual training, that you said individual training was like a big part of it. So what are some like things that you're looking to get out of your individual training, and how do you go about like structuring those sessions?
Yeah, definitely. I think structuring is a very important. I think, going to a session or going to a field, you got to have at least some plan of what you want to get out of the session, what you want to work on. And so I think just going there with maybe certain drills, or like if you want to work on passing, like get the right drills for that, or dribbling or shooting, all the different parts of the game. And so I think just going there with the right mentality that you want to get better and you want to improve, I think is very important.
Yeah. So where are you like finding these drills, or like, are you asking your coach? Are you looking online? Or do you have a specific mentor that, you kind of talk to? Like, where are you, like, kind of sourcing these drills, and, like, where are you getting them from?
Yes, mostly, I'd say online. There are a lot of drills online and tools to help you. But I think also some drills can think of yourself. And so it's just whatever, if there's a certain drill that helps you, helps you improve, then, add it to your sessions.
Yeah, so I think personally for me, when I was, at the level of playing and getting onto that division level and trying to improve myself as a player, there's probably like 2 to 3 core drills that you can kind of work around and kind of manipulate yourself. And like you said, know, use your own creative ideas to kind of come up with those drills and like what works for you, you know? So is that something similar to like what you kind of do, like that process?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I have a couple, definitely a couple drills that are, you know, regular ones that you do in a lot of your sessions, most of your sessions, specific drills like technique, working on your touch, your passing, like little drills like that, that you usually do. You might always do at the beginning of your sessions just to, you know, get warm.
Mm-hmm. So what are the what's like the specific breakdown of how you're structuring? Like if we were to go out onto the field right now, how are we structuring that session and what are the exact, like what's the exact order and what are the exact steps that we're doing like each individual activity in?
Yeah, definitely. I think first part, you always gotta, you know, start maybe stretch or warm up. I think that's very important. Definitely very important to, you know, making sure you're keeping your body healthy and things like that. And so, and then after that, you might get into, like you say, your core drills, you know, what you might want to work on every single day, like your touch, make sure your touch is sharp, your technique. And then after that, you might want to get into what your focus is for the session or what drills you might have thought of, or, you know, whether it's your shooting or passing or dribbling, what you want to get better at that session. And then maybe at the end of the session, you might add a little fitness just to keep your fitness up, and then you end with a cool down.
Absolutely. So is that something you're carrying into the, like during the season, your individual sessions, or are you kind of covered with that with the team and what you're doing like outside of team practices is kind of just filling in the little spots here and there with like a couple activities, or maybe you just want to do some extra gym work that day because you kind of had like a hard technical session. So how are you like determining what to do like extra on your own outside of team sessions during the season?
Right, right. I mean, there's definitely a big difference between in season versus out of season. Because obviously with new, when you're with the team, you know, you work on what the team needs, like whether it's tactics or things like that, and then maybe passing drills. And then, you know, it can depend on what you do during the team session. And if there's something during the team session that you feel you might have been lacking, then that's also something that you could look at during your individual sessions to improve.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, you know, you've got your team sessions. How long are those? How long are those here usually at Clemson? Are they like specific times, or, you know, are you kind of, some days it's an hour, some days it's 2 hours? Like what's the time frame?
The usual training session will probably be around an hour and a half.
An hour and a half, right? So an hour and a half. And then how much time do you usually give yourself like for like afterwards or before, like for individual sessions?
You know, individual sessions, we have a lot of players who might stay after practice for a little while, mm-hmm. You know, maybe an extra 30 minutes just to work on what they need to work on.
Yeah, so 30 minutes is all it takes.
All it takes.
All it takes.
Yeah.
And then that compounding over time, that 30 minutes, 30 minutes, 30 minutes over
30 minutes
time
a day
is
huge.
X amount of percentage per year. And then, you know, over time, you know, other players can't keep up. So you've got, you know, 2 hours, you want to take care of your health, your nutrition, your sleep. How are you managing going to school with all of this like workload under soccer stress?
Yeah, definitely. It can be tough at times, but I think, like I mentioned earlier, making a schedule for yourself, having a routine, you know, make sure, you know, when you have that free time, make sure you're getting your schoolwork done.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I just think don't let it pile up, because then it can all be a hard thing on you mentally.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think making sure you're getting your stuff done.
Absolutely. And like, what are some resources that are helping you out like throughout this time? I mean, you know, Cheshire is obviously a great academic, you know, town and everything, but the transition to college, especially personally for me, I know in my experience was, you know, the next level. I almost didn't expect what I saw at the college level in terms of like my academics. So what resources are you using to kind of transition, to help transition yourself a little bit better?
Right. Yeah. I think just for me personally, it's just about, you know, making sure you're getting your stuff done and not letting it pile up. That being said, with like the athletic side of things, we have all these resources athletically, but we have just as much on the academic side too. And so I just think whether it's tutors or things like that, you know, study hall, I think just using that time wisely and make sure you're getting your work done.
Absolutely. So, I mean, the environment's obviously helped you out, you know, warm weather, you've got a lot of different other resources and things like that. So, I mean, is that something that you've like seen throughout your, you know, soccer career, or is this like something brand new in terms of like all these different resources, and it's kind of like just extremely streamline your process.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely something to haven't really seen or heard of this anywhere else. And I think it's just been tremendous help, you know, getting acclimated to the college life.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, again, personally, when I got into the Division I level at UMass Lowell, you know, having an academic advisor, having an athletic advisor, having my coach, having all these different players on the team who were like, you know, some were fifth years, seniors, juniors who had already been through the process and could help you out. How important is having those mentors? Like, how important is it having someone that you can specifically go to with any of your problems, and they're able to just, you know, help you out? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's another thing. Even our coaches and our players, our team harps on a lot is, you know, the older guys who have been here for 3, 4, 5 years even. I think just their experiences, using their experience to help you and, you know, teach the younger guys who are coming in. And like you said, an academic advisor, you know, just people like that who you can go to for support, which has been very helpful.
Yeah. Is there any like one specific person that, you know, has kind of helped you, like that's kind of a standout, like that's kind of helped you transition or, you know, continue your level like here? Or has it just been like a group effort?
I think it's been a group effort from, like you said, advisor, teammates, coaches, older guys. I think it's just all, you know, we all come together as a group and just make it a smooth transition.
Smooth transition. I love it. And, you know, again, Clemson University from, you know, Connecticut, it's a huge deal from anywhere, to be honest. But this is an absolutely fantastic school. I've only been here for a day and a half, and I'm absolutely loving it. Just being a participant and just taking in that environment. So, you know, Historic Ricksfield, obviously yesterday was a fantastic experience. This campus is gorgeous. There's a lot of things to do downtown, everything like that. How's it been for you taking it in, you know?
Yeah, I think definitely at the beginning it was maybe a little bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
I think a lot of things to do. Like you said, downtown, going to places to eat, places to, you know, do different activities outside of just soccer. And I think it's just like settling in over time. I think it's just been amazing so far with all the different things to help you, you know, to entertain you even. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just been amazing so far.
So like you said, on the 15th, 14th, 15th, you're back.
Right.
Officially. How are you looking forward to that? And like, what are you expecting, you know, within these next 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 months throughout the rest of the school year? Like, what are you looking forward to? What are you expecting?
I think it's just, it'll be, you know, like you said, winter break coming up. And so I think it'll be good to get a nice little break from school. Maybe a little, tiny break from soccer too, just to get mentally ready, you know, for a tough spring season, a tough spring semester too, ahead. You know, on both athletics and academic side. So I think it'll be tough, but it'll also be fun. It'll be good.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know those spring seasons are a lot of fun. You know, you get to experience a lot of different things and you're playing like some practice games and things like that. So that's definitely something to look forward to. So I'm definitely looking forward to hopefully coming back out here soon again.
Definitely.
Watching you on the field.
Hopefully.
Playing. So let these guys know where they can find you, where they can reach out to you. And if you guys found value from Samir's like story today, from his message, please reach out to him. So let him know where they can find you anywhere you want.
It's just like usually Instagram, things okay. like that.
Drop your Instagram.
Samir Dushnika.
Spell that out for the people.
SamirDishnika.
Guys, if you found any value from Samir, even a little bit that helped you out in your game, send him a DM, say thank you very much, say you came from the podcast, tell him you were listening and what specifically helped you out in your game. Appreciate it, brother.
Of course.
It's been good talking.
Yes, I love it.